Wheat is a resilient crop thanks in part to the cutting-edge genetics that modern varieties have. But even the hardiest of plants need a rain every now and then. At the November 19th meeting of the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, board members from across the state reported on current crop conditions and expected acres in their areas. One theme through the meeting was the need for a refreshing drink for newly planted wheat. While subsoil moisture is adequate in many areas of the state, the topsoil is bone dry. Chris Tanner of Norton said that his area has seen no measurable precipitation since the third week of August. While the lack of moisture is a serious hurdle for newly planted and emerged wheat, it did make for a quick fall harvest for farmers. This is a stark contrast to last year when substantial rains led to delays in fall harvest, which meant that many expected acres of wheat were left unplanted. This year's efficient fall harvest means that wheat acres in central Kansas may be up in comparison to 2018, but board members in nearly all other areas of the state reported either a drop in acres of around 10-15% or acres left unchanged. Justin Knopp of Gypsum said that acres in his area may be increased, but farmers have run out of moisture to justify planting more acres. Knopp's area was hit particularly hard with rains and flooding last year. So to go from finding a fish in the middle of a wheat field, something that really happened to him after flooding had receded, to needing a rain to get next year's crop off the ground, highlights the extremes that farmers have to work through year after year to raise their crop. Michael Jordan of Beloit also reported that a sharp decrease in temperature toward the end of October meant extreme damage to his newly planted wheat. He said about 2 to 3 days after it emerged, temperatures plummeted to about 4 degrees Fahrenheit and killed those plants to the ground. I'm not sure if it will come back or not. Eric Sperber of Colby has heard a mixed bag of acre reports from his area. Sperber, an associate board member, has a unique perspective with the connections he has with his clients at Cornerstone Ag, the company he's the CEO of. These customers help him get the big picture of production in the area. While some producers are decreasing acres due to low grain prices, he reported that one producer will be increasing his planted acres by 25%. Sperber said he said that he found wheat is a really important part of his cropping rotation. After years of planting dryland corn on dryland corn, he recognized that he needs to add wheat back into his rotation to deal with weed pressure and a host of other agronomic reasons. Planting shouldn't just be based on the economics of the grain across the scale at this point. Wheat offers many other advantages in a modern farm operation. Sperber also reported that hard white wheat acres will be slightly higher than last year in the Colby region. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.